In this next video, which is part of the Chinese Medicine and Your Child series, we are going to discuss the large intestine energy system of your child. If you think about the large intestine, it has a definite important role from the beginning of life. Other than the obvious process of elimination, many people do not realize how important this structure and energy subcircuit is in the overall functioning of our body and system. By going to the Chinese medicine system, we are able to detect and understand. By going to the Chinese medicine system, we are able to detect and understand the energy dynamics at work in your child. Because there are multiple jobs that your child's energy system has to take care of in any given situation, it is important to develop an awareness of these factors as they are happening in real time. What I mean by this is, you must take into account the possibilities of what has led to a certain condition, what is happening right now, and what might follow in the near future. To me, this strategy makes the most sense and lends itself to basing decisions on what I have come to call reality-based medicine. Let's look more closely at the system and how this circuit in charge of the large intestine and your child fits into the whole picture. The puzzle pieces in this graphic show the interdependence of the large intestine energy and your child with the other three contributing circuits, the spleen, the stomach, and the lungs. The surrounding topics and symptoms visually depict examples of the functions of these four organs and energy circuits according to the Chinese medicine system. This is not an all-inclusive listing by any means. It is given as an example of the variety of jobs your child's energy system is in charge of monitoring and producing. In the energy medicine system, all of the subcircuits or parts are flexible and able to redistribute themselves. This means that the system can rearrange and donate energy to help with the functions of certain organs and channels, and this typically happens in order of priority, as emphasized in the Body Talk system. The large intestine and your child is a topic of discussion with many parents and families in my practice. Let's look first at some of the functions and symptoms that are common in this subcircuit, and then we will look at an example. The functions shown in this figure are associated with the large intestine energy circuit as described in the Chinese medicine system. Some of the functions are receiving food and fluids from the small intestine, absorption of water from waste, elimination of waste, there's a very important link with the lung energy circuit and organs. There's a very important link between the large intestine and the lungs. Interestingly, the ability to let go of old patterns, habits, and things comes under the heading of the large intestine energy circuit. The meridian also can influence the sinuses, the jaw, the teeth, and energy characteristics are included under the large intestine heading as well, like honor, duty, respect, fairness, and responsibility. The large intestine energy-related symptom patterns that can be found in kids are such things as constipation, irritable bowel, sinus problems, shortness of breath, inability to let go of issues, a propensity to like spicy foods and flavors, skin problems like eczema and dry skin, having a poor sense of smell, the development of allergies, dental and teeth problems, a characteristic that involves needing to adhere to rigid rules, not being able to tolerate changes in routine, feelings of depression and over-responsibility. These all come under the heading of the large intestine energy. Let's look at the common example of a child with constipation. Many babies, children, and older kids develop constipation either intermittently or on a chronic basis. Often these symptoms can be traced to a particular event, time frame, experience, or family circumstance if we only look closely and ask the right questions. If the constipation problem is intermittent in nature, we must ask the question why. Is it because on some days your child's large intestine has forgotten how to function? Or could there be other variables and factors that are diverting more of your child's large intestine-related energy away from its physical function and toward other things? I think it is the latter. In my opinion, these are questions that must be addressed and answered if we are to make any kind of headway with your child's problem and to ultimately lead to a resolution. If the constipation has become chronic and is happening every day without intervening periods of normal function, then we must go back in time to differentiate and hopefully pinpoint the historical factors that produce the problem or pattern in the first place. Of course, this takes time and perseverance, but I have found that it is well worth it, particularly if your child is old enough to understand and participate in the process. Difficulty in letting go of people, places, patterns, favorite toys, pets, and the like is a common manifestation of large intestine or colon-related imbalances. For most parents, this possibility never comes up unless they are aware of the energy correlations and the framework which describes this relationship. This is one of the most important reasons I want all parents to know about the Chinese medicine system and what it has to offer. Your simple awareness that this characteristic might be playing a role in your child's constipation problem deserves mention and action, especially if it can provide a solution or a shortening of the time required for your child to overcome this common problem. Evaluating the large intestine in your child as part of the whole energy system shows us that there are even more correlations to be made. In my experience, large intestine-related issues commonly are associated with the sinuses, the lungs, the upper respiratory system, and the rest of the digestive system. If you look back over the course of your child's history, I am confident you will be able to find and see how these pieces of the puzzle fit into place as you recreate the likely historical factors that led to your child's previous or current condition. I have been amazed at the consistency of this system and how it is truly represented in the experiences of real people, including my own patients and families I see in my office practice. I encourage you to explore further and learn all you can while your kids are still living under your roof. The more you understand now, the better off your kids will be now and in the future. Thanks for watching this episode on the Stomach Energy and Your Child. For more information, visit my website at www.principlesforparents.com. I'm Dr. Peter Hanfoletti, and I look forward to seeing you on the next episode.